As soon as I crossed Manhattan Avenue, I knew something was up. The street was quiet except for a radio that blared from behind a window with its shade pulled down. I stopped on the corner and looked down the street. A small girl, too young to be out past 11, came out of a hallway and peered around a mail collection box.
"The Rovers down there," she said.
"Who?"
"The Rovers," she repeated. "They're from Brooklyn. They're looking for somebody."
I wasn't about to go down the street. I had heard too many stories about gangs looking for someone who they had to deal with. A lot of them were getting out of the gang thing and into a Black Pride thing, but the gangs were still there. A car, I hadn't noticed it before, had eased onto the block. Suddenly, it picked up speed, wheels squealing, lurching from one side of the narrow street to the other. The Rovers came out and threw rocks and bottles. Then I heard the shots and flattened myself against the wall. The Rovers started running from down the block. A minute later, the street was empty again. Then came the police sirens.
"Here's one!"
It startled me at first. Then I went over to where the woman was pointing. I saw the kid's frightened face. The eyes wide as the neon lights from Joe Walker's restaurant turned it alternately green and red. He had been shot. The police cleared the corner. It was safe to walk up to Morningside and home. The next day in the West Indian store, I heard two teenagers saying that the kid had died. Brew came in and put his radio on. He had cupcakes and tossed me one and Wallowick one. The radio was playing something about going to San Francisco with flowers in your hair. A nice tune. We played two games of chess, and I won both of them easily. Wallowick didn't seem to mind. His idea was just to capture as many pieces as possible. If it led him to a bad situation, he would just lose. I was glad the game wasn't hard. I didn't want anything hard to do. When I tried to sleep, I kept seeing the VC, just the way he was laid out in front of the company. I pushed my mind away. Forced myself to think about other things. I started thinking about Kenny. There was a kid in his class who used to bother him a lot. The kid used to call him a punk and push him around. Kenny wasn't a punk, but he wasn't a fighter either. Sometimes we used to imagine traveling around the world together. We'd have imaginary trips around the world. I would imagine just the two of us, but Kenny would always include Mama. That was the difference between me and Kenny. He could get other people, mostly Mama, into his dreams easier than I could. He was the bridge between me and Mama, and I liked him for that.